Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. I am angry. My kids are mad too. Everyone's on each other's nerves. I do not have enough time in my day to do everything I need to do. The laundry is nonstop and never ending. My kids are tired of my food, and I'm annoyed that I have to cook. I miss babysitters and grandparents coming over to give me a break. I want to spend fun moments with my kids, but we have exhausted all of our at-home activities. And my high school kids are mad that they have been robbed of homecomings and proms and graduations and after-school sports. All of my kids are angry that they must wear masks all day long, and they do not get any socialization with their friends like they want. Anger has become a consistent presence in my home. Today's podcast is about anger. Because how do we deal with our children's ongoing and evolving anger? Well, the biggest mistake that most parents make is thinking that anger is the problem. They want to eliminate the anger from the house and believe that by doing that, the problem is solved. Well, it is easy to fall for that wrong belief because anger is what we see on the surface. We can watch our kids stomp their feet and slam the door, yell, hit, or even storm off. But it is no wonder that most parents think that the anger is the problem and the reason for their child's unacceptable behaviors. But see, anger is not the problem. Anger is not even the primary emotion. Anger is a reactive emotion. Our children get angry because they have more underlying feelings happening and they don't know how to deal with them. Anger can be how a child reacts to being nervous or insecure, and a whole slew of other feelings. But most of the time, anger comes from being scared or from feeling helpless. Fear drives a fight or flight instinctual reaction in humans. And when we are scared, our reactive behavior can be anger, which is fight. When you understand this, it is no wonder that everyone is feeling angry. COVID has made our whole society feel a plethora of emotions, which include frustration, scared, uncertainty, tiredness, worry, nervousness, helplessness. The list goes on. The anger is the reactive feeling to the combination of all of these emotions. Because just like a volcano filling up with emotional lava, the anger explodes out of the volcano. And it is anger that we see on the surface. So the next time your child is screaming, slamming doors, or storming away from you, remember to empathize with their emotions. We are frustrated right now with the world and our circumstances, but our children have even less control of their own lives than we do. Children have even more insecurities, more questions, fewer answers, more fears, and lots of feelings of helplessness. So next time, pause for a moment and put yourself in their shoes. Help them identify the things that they can control and set those apart from the things that they cannot. Here are my tips for today. Step one, help your child identify what or who is making them feel emotional. Step two, help your child identify which emotions they're feeling. Are they feeling sad, frustrated, helpless? Maybe all of that, maybe more. help them figure that out. And then step three, help your child identify what they can do, what they have control over. For example, children do not have control over wearing face coverings if they go back to school or if they go out to a restaurant, but they can control what their masks look like if they want to decorate them or maybe leave it plain. If they are going to wear a shield instead, or if they're going to wear a store-bought or homemade mask. It's much like saying, okay, you don't always have control of what happens to you, but you do have control of how you react to it. And teaching your child to find their controllable choice will give them some power back. And this small shift can be the start of a domino effect for implementing emotional change in your child and in your home. If you have a child struggling with anger, please check out my behavior management course, Helping Children with Big Emotions. Challenging behaviors can be so stressful and confusing, and they're so exhausting. You do not need a parent alone, and this course will walk you through the step-by-step process you need to teach you and your child how to control emotions. Even more exciting is that soon I'll be coming out with another group where we're going to do the course together. But the DIY version of the course is always available for you so that you can start it at any time and start helping your kids today. To check it out and see the several steps that I will take you through the course and the things that you actually need to implement to start seeing change in your house, I have a free webinar. Yeah, free. Of course, free. And you can visit me at theimpactfulparent.com/webinar to find that. It's going to give you the start that you need. Plus, at the end of the video, I'm going to give you a free gift just for spending the time, for listening and watching, because I know your time's valuable. And that free gift is a PDF that I created called 20 Ways to Cope. Yeah, actually, it's more than 20, I'll be honest with you. I just stopped counting at 20. 20 ways that you can teach your child how to cope with anger. So I hope that you check it out. Again, it's theimpactfulparent.com/webinar. And if you want to hear more about the course, you can always go to theimpactfulparent.com/behavior course and get all the free stuff that you can. And we'll see you here next time. You are an impactful parent, and I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.